MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest today is a radio legend and author and leading voice in mental health discussion. You know him from The Breakfast Club on the iHeartRadio. Please welcome Charlamagne Tha God.
What up, love? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Hey.
Yes.
What up, Leslie?
Man, we have never got to actually meet. We didn't, like, been in the same places. Yeah. We didn't cross paths. Have we ever met?
We said hi to each other backstage.
We just, like, back in
at up, SNL.
Yes, baby. I'm so glad to finally get to talk to you.
You look very at home here.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I'm trying, baby.
I must say, having a depressed dick playlist is nuts. Jesus Christ.
Would you play it on your show is the question?
Well, it'd be soft and, and subtle.
Well, okay, let's just get into it. Now, I want you to explain to me, why do you think men are so scared of therapy?
Oh, man, I think it's societal, you know. For me, it came from, like, my father, because my father, he went to therapy 2 and 3 times a week. And my father, you know, he was on, like, 10 to 12 different medications for his mental health issues, but he never told me that. I didn't find that out until November of 2018, after I wrote a book about it and after I started discussing my own issues. And I remember asking my mom, like, Mom, you know, Dad was going through all of that. And she said, I thought he was playing crazy to get a check. Because that's what they did in the state of South Carolina. They just would give him a check because they couldn't figure out, you know, anything else that he was going through. And I think about it, I'm like, damn, I was dealing with anxiety my whole life. I was dealing with, you know, bouts of depression. If he would have told me that, you know, back then I would have had the tools much, much earlier. Mm-hmm. But what I do is, and I learned this from my therapist, you got to give your parents grace. And the reason you got to give your parents grace, you got to give them grace because they were doing the best they could with what they had. Like, we take for granted that we're the first generation that has the luxury of healing.
Absolutely.
You know, that generation, they was really scratching and surviving on some good time stuff.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think about it all the time that my parents were in their 20s and 30s raising 2 kids. And I think about my 20s and 30s, thank God there was no children involved. What was the reaction when you started talking about this type of stuff? Did you get a bad reaction? Did you get a positive reaction?
Well, like a lot of things that come out of my mouth, I wasn't really caring about what people thought. So I was really just having these conversations because it was almost like it was a cry for help, you know, because I can't get on the radio and, you know, discuss what everybody else is going through and not discuss what I'm going through, you know. And I've always been transparent about my life, but I think, you know, going to therapy made me more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So I was flirting with the idea for a while. So I'd be having conversations with a lot of people around me, you know. Like, you know, I got to give credit to people like, you know, Amanda Seales and, mm-hmm. you know, Neil Brennan, Pete Davidson. Like, even though Pete's younger than me, he was somebody that's been going to therapy for a long time. And just, mm-hmm. like, having conversations with those. Why is that funny? Jesus Christ. We should be applauding. Yay, Pete. Right. You know? But it's just like, you know, having conversations with those individuals about things that I thought were normal, mm-hmm. you know, because it took a long time for me to realize that, yo, anxiety is not normal. You know, these bouts of depression aren't normal. A lot of times we think we can just, you know, write anxiety off to being in a better position in life. That was my case because I was dealing with panic attacks my whole life. And then the fourth time I got fired from radio, when I was back at home living with my mom at like 31, 32 years old with like a 2-year-old daughter, and my now wife was back at home living with her parents in Moss Corner, South Carolina, I remember having like one of those panic attacks where you couldn't tell me I was not about to die. Like, it was the Fred Sanford, oh, I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth, like, right. I thought it was over.
So
I went to the doctor like I usually do, and the doctor told me I got an athlete's heart. He said, your heart is fine. And he was the first person to ever say to me, yo, do you deal with anxiety? It sounds like what you're describing was an anxiety attack. And so he was like, are you stressed out about anything? And I'm like, hell yeah. So in my mind, as long as I get me another gig and get back in position to get out of my mama house, I'll be all right. Next gig I got was The Breakfast Club. So, you know, 3-4 years later, I got more success, more money than I've ever experienced. But nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Anxiety might even be worse. The depression might even be worse. And I really just was looking in the mirror, not liking who I was becoming. And listen, I love my father. You know what I mean? I love him to death. But I saw myself turning into him.
Right.
And I saw myself, you know, really indulging in the drugs and really indulging in the alcohol and really indulging in, you know, other women and not treating my woman the way I needed to. And I was like, yo, for somebody that I thought I resented because of how I saw him treat my mom, I'm becoming just like him.
Do you think that that's why black men don't talk about therapy too? Because they feel like they're snitching on themselves? You know?
I think we just don't be having the tools. We don't be having the resources. I think we have it now because we're having more conversations about it. You know? Like I said, I would have never known anything about it. I wouldn't have known anything. I would have known about it if my dad would have told me way, 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 way back when. But I think, you know, man, come on. I'm 44 years old. I grew up in the era where you had to be hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Yeah. There was a term. Absolutely. Like, you're hardcore. Like, you didn't show no emotion. You know, we couldn't cry. We couldn't tell anybody we were sad. Sad. You better go get a job. You better go play outside.
Why you sad?
Yeah.
You living. You breathing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So let me tell you. Let me ask you. How do you deal with the panic attacks, Lobby? You wrote a whole book about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, because that can help women just as much as men. How do you deal with panic attacks? How do you, you know, is there breathing exercises? Is there something that you do?
Well, I got a new therapist now. And my new therapist told me something that's really interesting. You know, he said faith and anxiety can't coexist. Mm. So whenever you have those panic attacks, whenever you have those anxiety attacks, you got to tell yourself your own hero story. Mm. And I know it may sound arrogant, but no, you really got to tell yourself how far you've came. You know, you have to tell yourself, you know, what you've overcome. You know, you have to talk about the good things that you know you do for yourself, the good things you do for people. And I think that's something that we don't do enough. We don't tell ourselves our own hero story. So much of us are getting on social media waiting for a bunch of strangers that we don't even know to validate us through likes and retweets and everything else, you know? So it's like, yo, how often do you wake up and look in the mirror and really just tell yourself your own hero story? Mm-hmm. You know? Sometimes we laugh at Khaled, but Khaled's right when he says, yo, sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and be like, yo, you smart.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You beautiful.
Khaled might do it too much, but I get what you're saying.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. He might do it too much, but maybe we have to have a DJ Khaled level of annoyance.
Absolutely.
In order to encourage each other. You know, Mary J. Blige had a song called Good Morning Gorgeous.
Good Morning Gorgeous.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta wake up in the morning and do that for yourself.
I agree. Yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really gotta look at yourself and say, hey, I live with myself. You gotta like yourself.
That's right.
Because you're gonna be with yourself all day. All day.
That's right.
When you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you're shitting, when you brush your teeth.
That's right.
With yourself. So you better start liking yourself.
Tell yourself your own hero story. For all you brothers out there with depressed dick, you know, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror and talk to your penis about the good times.
See, that's what I was
that y'all
ask
used
you.
To have.
See, yeah. That's what I was gonna ask you.
Yes.
Do you think therapy like improves you as a sexual partner? I mean, please say yes so they can go to therapy, please.
Yes, it does. It really does because it makes you more vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it makes you more intimate. Mm-hmm. You know? And mm-hmm. I think that you start approaching, you know, sex not just from a physical aspect, from a mental and a spiritual aspect. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? There's a great song by Dead Prez. It's an old school song. Damn, I can't believe I said it's old school. But it's called mind sex, and it's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everything is mental. It all starts here.
Absolutely.
So it is going to make, you know, what happens in the bedroom better.
So
I just told my penis my own hero story. I might be dealing with erectile dysfunction, and I just told my penis my own hero story.
Your penis, it was all right.
That's right.
So what would you say right now? What would be the thing that you say right now to tell men to go to therapy? What would be your inspirational, like, what would you say to all the men right now?
I would say the life you save may be your own, because, you know, I saw what you were saying about, you know, men and being violent. Like, yeah, I think that we do a lot of projecting. You know what I mean? I think that we haven't dealt with our pain, we haven't dealt with our hurt, and so we end up projecting that pain and that hurt on the other people, you know? And therapy is really just one part of it. I got a good friend, I gotta salute her, man. Her name is Devi Brown. And Devi always told me that, you know, therapy will give you the language and it'll give you an understanding of what you're going through, but you actually have to go out and do things that help you heal. You know, because it's one thing to be able to talk about it, but what are you doing to actually heal what you're dealing with? So if we don't actually deal with our issues and actually seek some healing, we just gonna keep projecting that pain and hurt on other people.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My next guest tonight is a rapper. Put him in prison for 21 years, but he recently put out a new album called Son of the City. Please welcome Mac Phipps. It must be weird to see the very thing you were convicted of a long time ago being in the headlines again, huh?
Yeah, and this time with another rapper.
I know you're glad about that part. That's pretty. It ain't you.
Yeah.
You remember what the lyrics were that they used to send you to send you to prison, to send you?
Yeah, so they used two different songs. It was a song I had called Shell Shock and one called Murder, Murder. So what they did was they took the chorus part from Murder, Murder, which I say, murder, murder, kill, kill, it's real on the battlefield. So they took Murder, Murder, and they took a line that I used from Shell Shock about my father, where I said something to the effect like, he gave me his name, he gave me the game, and if you F with me, he'll put a bullet in your brain. So they put them together, and they said, murder, murder, kill, kill, if you F with me, I'll put a bullet in your brain. This is the words of this young man. And then they pointed to me in court.
And, yeah. That made me scared to finish this interview, I'm gonna tell you that. But interestingly enough, because here's the thing. I think I'm an artist, like you're an artist. I think that art should be protected. I think that there should be no limits on art. I shouldn't necessarily know if you mean it or not. That's the purpose of art, right?
Right.
But ultimately, there are a lot of people who say a lot of things they actually did. And that's the problem. There's a difference between artistic expression and a confession. And I think that some people are so determined to prove how hard they are or where they came from that they tell it on themselves. And the whole street code, snitches don't get stitches. They get immunity from prosecution. That's what they get.
Right. And to add to that, I think that even if there are people that's doing what they're saying, I speak for the majority.
Right.
And for the majority, it's straight fiction. I mean, most of these guys, I mean, not the more well-known artists, but let's talk about some of these artists that don't have as big of a name.
Right.
In this song, he says, and I think prosecutors don't get the right to cherry pick what is fiction and what is not.
That's specifically the gig. What they do is they don't care about being right or wrong. They care about if they can win.
Right.
And I think that what we have this conflation with words and what they mean and their impact. And we just showed you an example of the kind of biases that can, like, I write an essay called How to Murder Your Husband. That isn't admitted.
Right.
You write Murder, Murder, Kill, Kill, and it is.
Right.
And it is unfair, but I think the whole thing is that we have to protect art in general, whether we agree, like it or not. Everything I hear, but art needs to be protected.
And then I totally agree. I totally agree because in one song, this young man may say, well, I killed four people. But in this very same song, he says he owned a Bugatti, a Learjet, a helicopter, and he's sitting here with a court-appointed attorney.
Right.
So we know this is false.
You know?
So, I mean, in hip-hop, we use similes, we use metaphors, we use hyperboles.
Right.
You know, we exaggerate. Rakim said it. We like to exaggerate, dream and imagine.
Right.
So I just think that it's unfair when they get to cherry pick, okay, this part of the song is true and this part of the song is fiction. I just think that's wrong.
Even now, you've been through everything you've been through. The one thing I noticed about you when I walked into your room, you still got light in your eyes. So that means, and it's not just because of what you do, it's because of who you are. And art does that for you, man.
Right.
The fact that you could go through that have an experience that could turn you sour, and you use it to create, guess what, more art, that says something.
Right, right. And DL, honestly, just being here is a reflection of that hope that I kept the whole time I was there for 21 years. I made a promise to myself. I said I was never going to let this situation turn me black-hearted. I never wanted to be bitter or mad about it.
You didn't want the situation to turn you, what you were convicted of.
Yeah, you couldn't. I like to win. I like to win, y'all. And you wasn't going to turn me into a miserable, bitter person, you know? So when I came out, I said, well, I got to get to work because there's other guys who I left behind that are in similar situations. Master P's brother, C-Murder, is in a similar situation.
Sure.
You know, his image was used against him.
Sure. C-Murder?
Yeah, right.
So you know what's interesting? You have a new album now. It's called Son
of the City.
Now, did you use any of them murder, kill? Yeah, didn't you? None of that.
No.
I bet that ain't an album.
No. And I think much of that has to do with just maturity.
Just growing up.
I'm a grandfather.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, ultimately, I was going to mature as a musician.
Right.
Anyway, a lot of these young men that's rapping about what they're rapping about today, they won't be talking about that in 10, 15 years. I mean, this album is a reflection of a more mature, grown man.
How many tracks you have on this album?
It's 10 tracks on it.
What's your favorite?
My favorite track is Proverbs, because it's what I would tell the world. If I had the world's attention for 4 minutes, those words are what I would say to
them. Well, I ain't got 4 minutes. Give me 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. May your tomorrows be filled with promise and the opposite of sorrow, amongst other things. For I know that it's a struggle just to go with the flow. When fear to take you many places, you would rather not go. But fret not your soul, and neither fear the things that you just might behold, but cannot control. For in time, you'll know the reason. Everything has a season. I swear that not until it's cooked do we start eating. I believe in the power of us, made in their image and in their likeness. The reason we write this is with hopes that we'll inspire others to take it higher and further than those before us, because they're waiting for us. So your thoughts make your reality. And I wish that I can share with y'all all the formalities. But if I had to sum it up in just a few words, it'll only take 7. On earth as it is in heaven.
Now,
you're so okay,
what? Do the same. Look, I'm no composer, but that's a damn sure a lot better than murder, kill. Max Phillips, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.